Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. Gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5:04, down 4¾ on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade on LaSalle Street in Chicago, we had an opening in the wheat pit of 4.72, down a half on the open March, 4.88½ unchanged May, 4.96½ down 3/4 July, 4.84½ down 1¼ on the open. December corn opened at 3.53½ down 1 on the open March, 3.67 down 1¼ May, 3.74¾ down 1¼ July, 3.79½ down 1¼. September 3.60¾ down 1/4. December 3.49½ down 1. March 3.56 down 1 on the open. December oats open at 2.60½ up a half on the open. March 2.63 down 1/4. January soybeans open at 6.60 down 1 on the open. March 6.76 unchanged. May 6.89 up 3/4. July 6.99 down 1/4. November 7.16½ down 1¼. January 7.22 up 1½ on the open. December soybean meal opened at 186.50 unchanged on the open. January 188.80 up 10. December soybean oil opened at 28.22 down 12 on the open. January 28.55 down 1. At the Merck, January feeder cattle opened at 98.90 down 17½ on the open. March 96.95 down 32½. April 97.90 down 27½ on the open. December live cattle opened at 85.75 down 30 on the open. February 88.45 down 40. April 90.35 down 17½. June 87 down 12½ on the open. December lean hogs opened at 61.17½ down 15 on the open. February 63.25 down 27½. April 66.70 down 25. May 71.60 down 37½ on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 91.15 down 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we see that corn goes off the December contract at noon today. Does its going off potentially change what might happen on a cyclical basis for the week?
Oh, I don't know that that's going to be necessarily a big deal because there's been a lot of, a lot of knowledge here that, you know, these December contracts go off today. So I don't know from a cyclic impact that's really a big factor. A lot of your cash markets have already rolled off and are priced over on the March contract anyway. It can do some things with March taking the lead position here that are maybe ever so slightly positive in the short term from a technical perspective on the nearby futures chart. But again, I don't know that it's really a huge deal for the marketplace itself. So I'm not really focused on that particular event that much.
Well, you look at the December continuation corn chart, and you see that we were last week in the first potential week of a downturn, the second part of a second cycle 10-week downturn. But thus far this week, we have a hook reversal to the upside, which may suggest that we're in a 7-week cycle. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know that that's really for sure at this point. You know, the pattern that we've had, the trade from the break off the highs we had of recent tells me that we're probably still going to see another push downward somewhere along the way, and maybe it just comes once we get structured into that basket between the two holidays, or maybe even the first week of the new year or so. And, you know, you always can throw out the possibility that, you know, there could be a slightly negative surprise even on the January grain stocks and production reports. So, and, you know, when you're dealing with short-term cycles, you've always got to respect for the fact that, you know, in counting where those lows are going to come, you've got a 20% margin of error that's really permissible with a short-term cycle. So you're basically saying, you know, I can be on a 10-week cycle 2 weeks early, 2 weeks late, or on a 20-week cycle 4 weeks early, 4 weeks late. So, you know, you got a window in there you have to respect, and because of that, you can't just be automatic in counting your cycles. You've got to look at the way the markets perform and kind of gauge what's going on from there. And certainly with the corn, I'd still say that we're probably for now stuck in a sideways range, and we could still see a dip a little bit later yet.
Would you suggest that gap that is left over from 6 November around 354 might be a potential target for technicians?
In what contract?
In the March contract.
Yeah, it may be. I think we could possibly get the market down into that rough price range somewhere. You know, the downside potential is going to in part be determined about, you know, in this sideways to higher thing we've had over here the last 3-4 days, you know, well, what kind of push to the upside do we get out of this thing? And I think there's probably still more left than that, and that'll tell me a little bit more about what kind of downside maybe we could ultimately get as we really complete the correction and go into a cycle low here somewhere around the end of the month.
Appears the 20-day moving average has provided some overhead resistance in this latest push.
It has. I kind of watch those. You know, it's kind of keeping things on the defensive at this point in time. But, you know, the big thing, the traders really, you know, these big positions, they watch the 40s and a lot of them really the 50-day moving averages, and we're still well above those at this point. But that 20 from a short-term trading perspective, yeah, every time we've gotten up to it, we've kind of stopped whatever little rally we have in place, and we've turned down and broken. And that may be the case in here yet. We may have difficulty getting through that. But, again, I see all of this pattern in corn and even in beans as really being a market that's going through a consolidation or a correction, and I think we'll resume the rally again at some point.
You talk about that 50-day moving average. That thing's been moving pretty much straight up from about mid-October, now 351 and 10, so not too much longer, and you might be right there.
Well, yeah, you know, that's only part of the puzzle when you look at things. You know, as I tell people a lot when I talk about technical things, you know, you have to build a lot of things into a market. You can't really just rely on one particular indicator to give you a clue or an idea. You know, is it time to buy? Is it time to sell? Is the market still trending up? Is it trending down? It's a conjunction of a lot of different technical factors that are really important. And in looking at markets, you can't purely look at one particular contract. You have to look at, yeah, the March contract. You also look at the continuous contract. You look at some cash price series. You know, you look at a whole host of things to get an appreciation for technically where is the market position.
Give us a technical appreciation on the soybeans, please.
Frankly, the pattern in the beans to me is one that you know, tells me we can turn around and move up to new highs before we really run into a serious correction. And cycle-wise, we've been in a window in here for a short-term 6 to 8 week low to take place. And the break yesterday, inability to make a new low, and a little bit of strength here in the early going today is kind of suggesting, for whatever reason, beans may be getting ready to rally. Of note out there, of things I noticed this morning I thought were intriguing, I noticed that we've already got people buying meal and oil for the 07-08 crop year. That's highly unusual that those people at this early a date reach out and start to cover needs.
What does that imply to you?
It tells me that the overall base demand is still good and people look at these prices as still being somewhat attractive.
Thank you very much, Dale.
All right.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. December wheat not trading, no bid yet. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat 473, down, make it up a half. March 491 and a half, up three. December corn 356 and a half, up two. March 369 and a half, up one and a quarter. May 377 and a half, up one and a half. July 382 and three quarters, up two. December 334 and a half, down a half. January beans 663 up 2, March 677 and 3 quarters up 1 and 3 quarters, May 690 and a half up 2 and a quarter, November 720 and a half up 2 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal 186.50 unchanged, December soybean oil 28.22 down 12 points. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.